says Halloween has to be scary. Here at Region Nerd Alert, we have a great time without the spookiness. We are inside our virtual avatars again, costume shopping and VR chat, all while talking about our favorite Halloween stuff that doesn't necessarily go bump in the night. Come spoop out this Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. What you are about to hear is an exclusive Region Nerd Alert episode where we recorded on the popular video game VR chat, where you can immerse yourself in different worlds from the comfort of your computer desk. This episode also has a special spooky segment of us going through a virtual haunted house, so make sure to watch the video on Region Nerd Alert's YouTube page. Now, here's the show.
Sorry, I had to get Paimon real quick.
Someone of us needs to change.
Oh, you're Paimon too! Yep. There can't just be two-thirds of a Paimon.
No.
Or did you mean, did you get any other Genshin Impact ones? Ah, you did! For all you listeners at home, Genshin Impact is a new game on PS4. What is it, on Xbox? No, not on Xbox.
PlayStation and PC and mobile right now.
Man, it must suck to own an Xbox right now. Well, I guess
it really does.
If you have a PC, you know, you can bypass that. But yeah, Genshin Impact, Weeb of the Wild, Breath of the Weeb.
Breath of the Weeb.
It has been compared to Breath of the Wild and Zelda. And it does look very similar, even though I haven't played Breath of the Wild. But I like it. I thoroughly enjoy it. I think for a free game, like, there's stuff you can buy in it, but for a free game, pretty darn good.
It's a gacha game. So yes. That means that they'll get you.
Gotcha.
They'll gotcha.
You got all weapons.
I don't know. Overwatch never got me. Is that a gacha game with the loot?
No, that's just a loot box. A gacha is, they're usually characters. That's what a gacha game is.
Yeah, like Overwatch, I'd say it's like minor.
Like a gacha game light. It's
gacha game
it's an American. It's an Americanized gacha game because gacha games are usually from like Japan and China and Korea and all that because that's where they're really popular. Like, it's not released yet, but it is coming to Switch, at least from my understanding.
I would love to play this on the Switch, actually. It seems like a nice Switch game.
If it'll carry over my like account so that I can play on the Switch, then I'll totally play on the Switch.
Who is it?
Paul.
Oh,
he's a skeleton.
It's Bones. Oh yeah, this is a Halloween podcast, and we've been talking about Genshin Impact the whole time.
Oh, I mean, spooky gacha.
Oh yeah, gacha's real spooky to your wallet.
Yep.
Ooh. How's it going, Paul?
It's going okay. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good.
Pretty good.
It's Sir Dr. Paulington.
Paulington. But, yeah, how you haven't played Genshin Impact, right, Paul?
I have.
You said you have?
No, I haven't. I haven't downloaded it at all.
If you were to download it, what would you get it for?
What, I know it's on PC. What else is it on?
I think for free, right?
Yes, it is free.
It's free, yeah.
Well, I guess PC then. It'd be one of those other games I spend massive amounts of money on.
Oh, no. I never want to hear about another game reaching league levels. Is that your Neil? You just completely cut yourself off at the knee?
Helicopter, look down. That's so funny. Neck just bends. So yeah, today I guess this is the subject is non-spooky. So we're trying to be as not scary as possible.
Should I change my avatar?
Oh no, no, it's good. I feel like even if you're trying to be not spooky.
Skeletons is non-spooky.
Yes.
We all have one inside of us.
If you're afraid of skeletons, spoiler alert, there's one inside you. But,
you best be believing in skeletons. There's one inside of you.
Oh, man. Thanks, Skylar. We've been quoting movies a lot, and you haven't quoted one yet. You're usually the movie quote guy.
The fact that your body just, like, shifts into the floor.
Oh, yeah, you did hit the Luke dude. Yeah.
When I look down, I see my ribs.
Isn't there, like, a bunch of, like, punny skeleton jokes, too? Like, skeleton's favorite food, some spare ribs.
Yeah.
Favorite instrument to play, the trombone.
Why was the skeleton's joke so bad?
Why?
It didn't have a funny bone.
Ah, that was a good one.
Oh my.
But,
I'm angry. I'm angry.
So,
why are you so close to me? Back up. Back up, bone man.
Bone daddy.
Bone daddy. What is that from? That sounds familiar. Oh,
it's Nightmare
from,
Before Christmas. Before Christmas.
Nightmare After Elm Street. But,
Nightmare After Christmas Street.
Anyways, you guys have any, like, family movies? Not necessarily family, but, like, movies that aren't as spooky but capture the Halloween spirit?
Hocus Pocus.
Biggest Halloween Town. That's a good one too.
Yeah,
yeah,
those are actually all on Disney Plus now.
I don't think I've seen this one.
It was hard to find them before.
Is that one about a mummy or about a guy from the city trying to make it as a rap artist?
100% a mummy.
My favorite is The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that too. Yeah.
That if you want me to laugh, Peanuts. What'd you say?
What's the
Great Chumpkin?
The 3D movie where the girl goes into this house and there's a witch.
Coraline.
That she sees every year. No.
Coraline. Yeah. That's a Halloween movie.
Look, I'm so mad.
Like a TV movie.
Oh, you said the little girl goes in the house.
Yeah, there's like the witch, the werewolf.
I know what you're talking about.
And her cousin, I think it's her cousin or her brother. He's mean.
I don't know why that sounds so freaking familiar. That's gonna bother me. Oh my goodness.
I would say also Paranorman.
Oh. I have not seen Paranorman. And is that a Tim Burton? No.
No, that's Studio Leica. It's by the people who make Coraline.
Oh, by the way, I love Coraline. Like, Coraline is top tier for me. Like, it's such a cute little movie that's a non-Tim Burton, right?
Which Coraline? Yeah, that's not Tim Burton either. That's
it's nice to see a weird, creepy world that's not Tim Burton. That's claymation too, right? Yeah. I liked when it came out as like stop motion.
Yeah.
I liked how when it came out it was like 3D too. Did you guys see Coraline in 3D?
No,
I did. I did not.
I didn't see it till it came out on DVD.
I actually had the DVD that came with 3D glasses. So if you guys ever want to watch it in 3D.
That.
Yeah. I think Skylar has his own pair of 3D glasses from,
Dude, those, Friday the... Or, dang. Nightmare on Elm Street 5?
Yeah, the vintage.
Oh, I have a throwback for you guys.
Oh.
Don't look under the bed.
Yeah,
Oh,
it
that's a
is.
good one.
I don't know if
Also,
I
is
ever
on
seen
Disney
that.
Plus.
What is that one about?
It's basically like this imaginary friend of this girl, and he starts turning into like this hideous monster because she's starting to stop believing in him.
Oh.
Pretty good.
And it's on Disney Plus too, huh? Very good, very
That I'm
good.
not sure of because I don't have Disney Plus.
You don't, or Rome doesn't have Disney Plus?
Honestly, I haven't checked.
I think I already have the max screens on mine. Or also, Lynn, I had lend you my Disney Plus.
Yeah, I have max screens on mine too already. The family takes it all, sucks it right up, all those screens.
Yeah,
That's what I have for
Heather has
years.
the perfect size family, so
Handful.
she never has an extra screen.
I don't, because they're always using it. I'm like,
The
can you?
right
Hey,
amount
I
of
got this new
family.
thing. You mean we got this new thing? Yeah, essentially
No.
that. Like, you mean we have Disney Plus? Yes, we have Disney Plus.
Also, isn't the Goosebumps
We are
series
not
on
paying for
something?
it.
Huh?
Goosebumps 2 is definitely on Netflix. I know that.
Goosebumps 1, though, is better than Goosebumps 2. That one
Wait.
was pretty good. It's got Jack Black in
That's
it.
pretty generally speaking, other than the Terminator series.
T two all the way.
T2 is better than T1.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Was T.
Actually, I've never seen Terminator 1 or 2, so I can't comment.
Was T2 the one with the liquid guy?
Yeah, the T-1000.
Oh yeah, that was such a great movie.
Yes, Goosebumps 1 and 2 are on Netflix.
Heck yes. I have a funny story about Terminator 2. So I was actually in Panama City Beach, Florida for spring break, one of those crazy college spring breaks, and it was party week. And on the third day, everybody in Panama City Beach, Florida, or at least it seemed, was watching Terminator 2 in their hotel rooms recuperating. Like, no one was out for some reason. Everyone was inside, and I know my party was watching Terminator 2 on AMC, and I think everyone else was.
Dude, it's a classic.
It is a classic. I was like, man, this is like the perfect recoup day. You need to get rid of a hangover, buy a big juicy burger, and watch Terminator 2. Well, in Paul's case, maybe a big glass of milk for them bones.
He'll drink
Oh
milk and it'll
my
just go right through his bones. It'll just go dribble
gosh. I
down.
need strong bones. Titanium bones.
Oh yeah, so here's a something. Do you guys milk with pizza?
No.
My father would.
What?
You had me confused with my father.
I found the name of the movie.
What was
It's
it?
a Scary Godmother. Oh, yeah, Scary Godmother, yeah.
Oh. I need to look that up. Is that on anything right now?
I
Have
think
you,
it's usually on ABC Family, like during their like 31 Nights of Halloween.
I'm surprised
Oh,
it's
I don't
not
know
on,
all about the 30 Nights of Halloween.
that was my favorite thing. It would get me in the spirit every time. The ABC Family's 31 Days of Halloween or 13 Days of Halloween or something like
Have you guys taken the time to watch Hubie Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow?
What?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Hubie's Halloween, the new Adam Sandler movie. No.
No, I haven't.
Ah, that
I
is an
heard.
Adam Sandler movie, isn't it?
Is it
God, it's
good?
like. No, good's not the way to describe it.
Is it
It's
okay?
like
Bad?
just typical Adam Sandler stuff. Like, he acts really weird. He does one of his typical, like, Billy Madison drunk voices with his
Does
super
he do
frowny
the
face.
Happy Halloween to all the little kids?
Oh,
Trick
he's
or
like
treat?
He's basically like drunk Billy Madison if he was from Transylvania.
That doesn't sound good. But,
yeah, there's like all of the gag laughs where like he's riding his bike and he sees a Valentine and then hits some parked car and flies over the car and.
Superman's it?
His thing.
Oh my goodness. But, you know, it's another.
Gribbage, but I guess it's worth it.
Gribbage?
Gribbage.
You know, it's another good Monster House. That is a good, like, family.
Monster House is pretty good.
Like, it is, by the looks of it, it's like, oh, it's one of those poopy movies that you see. But,
I think
yeah, it's not bad. Not a bad thing. Also, if you're a fan of Tia and Tamara and Sister Sister, they have Twitches, which is also a great Halloween movie. I think that's on Netflix right now. I could be wrong. Also, Casper. Casper's a good spooky movie.
Casper's like the tried and true OG, like, kid ghost story. You gotta watch that.
Are we just talking about the first Casper?
Isn't that Christina Ricci? Is that who's the girl in that? Little girl? I think she's the same chick from Adam's Family movie, which is also another good movie. A live action. Speaking of, I just seen the Adam's Family, like the animated one, that's, I guess, sort of recent.
It's... Oh, yeah, I need to watch that.
I haven't heard anything really about it.
I probably wouldn't watch it unless it was, like, the season. But it was bad. But like I said, I wouldn't
you
just...
You said Monster Mash, right?
The Monster Mash?
Monster House.
Monster House. Monster Mash 2000. Holy nostalgia punching me dead in the face looking at this cover. Definitely a great Halloween watch for children.
Is that on Disney by chance?
Which one?
Monster Mash.
Monster Mash 2000.
What? I've never heard of this.
I've also never heard of it.
Well, the movie's just called Monster Mash, but it's from the year 2000. There was a live action, I think. Monster Mash from 95, something like that.
Hmm. Also another movie I like watching around the holidays is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. I could watch...
That's a Christmas movie.
I could watch it for Christmas, but I can also watch it on Halloween, because they have like a Halloween scene. They're about wizards.
Only those 2 holidays, though.
Only those 2 holidays, and honestly, only the Sorcerer's Stone.
With all of the magic, I think it's able to be watched on Halloween.
Because I feel like after Sorcerer's Stone, it's like, Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. But like Sorcerer's Stone is like a good, getting introduced to the world of magic, and there's a Halloween scene.
Hermione, Ron.
I remember that one, that whole...
I think we all remember Potter Puppet Pals.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. But, also, a connection between Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone and Casper is they both have cast members from Monty Python.
Really? Is it cast member?
Like,
Harry Potter?
Yeah, Nearly Headless Nick. He is,
Who is it?
His name...
John Cleese.
John Cleese, yep, really? Yep. Mm-hmm. And in Casper, Brave Sir Robin, I forgot his name, from Holy Grail. He is the bad guy's henchman in that. The bad woman's henchman.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I just put that together right now, but, well, I knew that separately, I was going to bring them both up separately, but right after each other. Like, oh, that's a connection between those two movies in general. But also, speaking of Harry Potter, let's connect it to Sleepy Hollow. Anyone other than Johnny Depp being the Griswold guy in the newer Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Him, what other connection, specifically Sorcerer's Stone, even though he's in every Harry Potter? I already gave it away a little bit by saying he, but what connection does Sleepy Hollow and Harry Potter have?
His uncle isn't in it, is he?
His uncle?
Spooky?
Dursley?
Harry's uncle, yeah.
That is who I was thinking of, yes.
Oh, it's, it's the uncle.
Mm-hmm. And in Sleepy Hollow, he was the, what was he, like a mayor or judge or something?
Judge or the magistrate or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is he the guy that, was in the church and got?
I hate to tell you, Mr. Crane, four bodies. There are five graves, four bodies.
Oh, man, I need to...
I thought you were going to say Christopher Walken.
Dude, Sleepy Hollow, though, is definitely, like, a must.
That is one of my favorites.
There's also a kid's version of it, too.
Oh, yeah, Disney?
There is a subdued version.
Subdued. Yeah, it's not called Sleepy Hollow, it's just called Ichabod Crane.
Ichabod Crane,
and
yeah.
Headless Horseman.
Also, isn't Christina Ricci the Sleepy Hollow chick?
Yeah.
Oh, so she's in a lot of spooky movies then. Well, spooky as in Casper, Adam's Family, Sleepy Hollow.
And also, she was in Monster.
I have not seen that, but I heard it is a great movie. But, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Hotel Transylvania. I was going to say that after Monster
Those
House.
Those are surprisingly solid.
Very solid.
They've done three now, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone seen a movie called Transylvania Twist?
No.
I don't think so.
It's like, let me look up when it came. Like, I have to be one of the only people.
I think you are.
One of the few people that have actually witnessed it.
I had it on VHS and would watch it a lot as a
Also, did we said
Young
Corpse?
Frankenstein's a pretty funny one.
I love Young Frankenstein. The whole hand gag.
Not Wait, one for the kids, but
yes,
still pretty good.
I was gonna say Ghostbusters. That's got ghosts in it.
Oh yeah, Ghostbusters, of course.
Little Shop of Horrors. The Twilight movie, the first Twilight. Someone said that as their favorite Halloween watch, and I was like, I haven't watched that too many times though.
Skylar's probably seen it. It's called I think it's called Dracula Dead and Loving It. I feel like that would be something.
The name's definitely familiar.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard of that one. Beetlejuice, that's also a good movie to watch.
It's got Leslie Nielsen in it. He plays Dracula.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
And Mel Brooks is also in it.
Mel Brooks. Someone said, like, in high school, my humor was like Mel Brooks, and I didn't know how to take that.
That's a big comp.
Yeah.
A comment, but take it with a grain of salt, I guess, because you don't want to have all of his humor.
Oh, no. He strikes me as someone who says some pretty racy stuff. Is that true, Paul?
Have you ever seen Blazing
Saddles? Any of his movies?
Oh. Oh, you mean like that sort of racy? Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, definitely. The Craft is also one that's not necessarily for kids, but it's also not very spooky. Let's shift gears a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What is your most hated Halloween candy?
Candy corn.
Let me think about this. Let me think.
All right, well, you think. I'm just going to say to Skylar, I wholeheartedly disagree. I love candy corn. But I will say I absolutely hate those cute little replica candy pumpkins that sort of like candy corn, except it's like 100% sweeter. And I cannot handle it.
Anything that tries to replicate candy corn is a sin to mankind.
What are you talking about?
Like, he just described basically a candy corn pumpkin. Like, if you're trying to imitate candy corn and just create a denser, different shaped sugar.
It is denser, definitely. It's got some weight to it. If you ever held a candy corn in one hand and this super sugary little pumpkin in the other, it's got some weight to it. Dense sugar.
Okay, I got it.
What is your most hated candy treat?
Black licorice.
Ooh. Yeah, that actually takes it. You're right.
What was that, Heather? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, sorry. Here, let me get closer. Black licorice.
Oh, gotcha.
Let's see. Out of all the candy that I ate, the candy that I didn't eat was almost always the candy that was wrapped in like the orange and black wax paper. I think it's like peanut butter stuff or something, I don't know.
There's like a peanut butter toff or a taffy type.
How are you?
Mary Jane?
Usually what I didn't eat.
Heather, how are you doing that? How are you sitting like that?
I have a better model than you.
Aw, man. How'd you. You gotta take me there.
His legs are just going all over the place.
watches his legs. They're like flipping around and broken.
Look at you got the full sprawl. Man, we gotta do some costume shopping. But anyways, what candy were you saying, Paul?
It's like a peanut butter taffy type candy, I think.
Peanut butter
candy. Mary Jane's?
Does it have?
It used to come in just like nondescript orange paper.
Oh, and then like they get like super hard. I think they're like
Mary Jane's peanut butter kisses made with real peanut butter.
I was like usually the last that I eat out of it.
Yeah, those were the worst, weren't they?
Yeah, I didn't like those. I thought you were talking about the caramels with like the cream in the middle. And I was like, I actually kind of like those.
Oh no, those are always gonna be eaten.
Those will never not be eaten. But speaking of black licorice, I am not a fan of black licorice either. Anything black licorice associated, like, I don't know, Jägermeister, not a fan. Anything black licorice. But I will say, Absinthe at Pines is actually pretty decent.
Absinthe is a terrible drink.
No.
You just sprawled out like this and
wake
no.
up in a bush
no.
on the top of a skyscraper. No.
I love
both of you know absinthe
black licorice. I just don't care for a lot of it at one time.
Yeah, speaking of more family friendly things you can do for Halloween. I hate popcorn bowls. I love things and
they're nice. It's just not the first thing I would eat.
I love
a good snack.
I love popcorn.
Yeah.
And I love things in ball form, but just something about popcorn balls. It's very like I don't hate them, but like I eat them like when I want it, and if it's there. But yeah, it's not like the first thing I'd grab. I expect it to be more, I don't know, popcorny. Or at least sweeter or something, but it just lacks for me. But I absolutely hate
kettle corny.
Yeah, kettle corny. I absolutely hate Tootsie Rolls.
What?
Like that is something that I can say without a fact. I hate Tootsie Rolls.
You're not a fan of chocolate taffy?
You said what?
Not a fan of chocolate taffy.
Oh, is that what it is, basically?
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't, like, I won't, like, gag on it, but I'll definitely not.
I'd rather have a Rolo than a, what did you say?
Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
I'd rather have a Rolo than whatever the hell you're talking about.
I knew what you were talking about. I just, as soon as I started talking words, the name slipped me.
That thing you were just talking about, yeah, that.
I will say, I do like the... Candy. I do love the, like, the flavored Tootsie Rolls.
I'm gonna say there's
those are good.
Different flavors, like, too. They have
the vanilla ones are my favorite.
Oh, the vanilla.
Yeah, the blue, like the vanilla, yeah.
No one likes vanilla. Vanilla's boring.
No, the blue one is, like, a non-boring vanilla. Like, I can't explain it.
I think a comedian
it's
said
like
this.
Vanilla, it's boring.
Yeah.
I think a comedian said this. They're like, why is, like, when something like the most basic or like the standard version, it's called vanilla? Because vanilla is a very complex flavor. And usually it's just like, oh, it's just like the vanilla brand.
I think it's almost complimenting it to say that it's like, oh, it's everyone's go-to. Like, everyone likes vanilla.
I guess it depends on how you say it. Like, oh, you like Starbucks, how vanilla of you. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, vanilla also when of people you. Like, it's like describe a... like vanilla Magikarts, like flavorless.
Oh, right, right.
That's why they call it vanilla, it's no flavor.
I love vanilla. I will eat a whole stalk of vanilla or however it comes.
Dude, give me just straight up vanilla ice cream in a tub and syrup chocolate.
We all have to go to Skylar's because he has this bomb ice cream place by him. And they dip your ice cream.
Oh, they're open till 10. I'll be back.
He's going to leave now. He's just going to, like, AFK.
I'll
back in
10.
But they have, you know how you can get, like, dipped cones, like chocolate straw or cherry dipped cones at Dairy Queen? They have a cotton candy dip. And oh my god.
Really? I didn't know that.
It's freaking the bee's knees. And I am craving it.
Last time Mike and I were there, we went down and got some ice cream. It was great.
Nice. Did you try those hurricanes?
Yeah. I got a Rocky Road. I think it was a hurricane. Oh, it was freaking.
I had an upside down. Banana split.
Actually, what am I doing?
What?
Ha ha! Yeah!
Hey. Oh, there you go. Yeah, see? That's all I had to do was just steal it from me.
Oh, I can see my little toes.
Yeah, the feet.
Little
feet.
Cute.
Little feet. But, I also love Crunch Bars. I think Crunch Bars are like, they're not necessarily Halloween, but they're, I'd say Reese's is definitely the Halloween chocolate. Like, marketing-wise, they have taken that as the Halloween chocolate. Because it's the orange wrapper.
I can't really say no to Reese's.
Yeah, that is one thing I cannot say no to. But also, Crunch Bars.
Yeah, chocolate and peanut butter.
That's every kid's go-to.
Well, I mean, we already established a bit ago that peanut butter was the thing that would ultimately kill you in the end. Because you just...
Oh, it's been killing me this whole time.
Because you'll just eat so much of it.
I must have missed part of the conversation about Skylar's peanut butter habits.
He has a guilty pleasure of just inhaling all peanut butter in front of him.
Dude, I've been thinking about making, like, a TikTok type of meme where it's, like, Bob Ross describing how to get the roll of paint on his painting knife. And I'm going to imitate it, but instead of paint, I'm just going to be taking a big roll of peanut butter on the knife.
Are you gonna spread it on some toast?
No, it's just gonna be like the I'll have to do it.
Jazz it up. I was watching old Futurama like I usually do, and I was sir, can you lay down? or it could just be feet.
Kneel or something.
Am I not kneeling?
No, you're just
the Z button.
You're just whole ass standing.
What am I doing now?
You're staring. You're just standing.
It's all right. We'll just have your feet in in this direction.
Your feet are just gonna be...
This is a feet heavy episode. But
I'm hitting Z. I don't know.
Maybe move.
Yeah.
Like.
There you go.
You just move.
Hey, welcome to the clip.
Yeah, welcome to clip land.
The clip.
Dude, there's nothing like spicing up a peanut butter sandwich with crunchy toast.
With heat.
So, what if we get you the peanut butter filled Twix? Is that gonna just be it? You got your bread. You got your peanut butter.
You don't like Twix?
No, it's just peanut butter instead of caramel.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Twix or Kit Kat.
Speaking of Kit Kat.
Kit Kat? Really?
I'd say like the big three for me, Milky Way, Snickers, and Reese's.
I like Milky Way.
Milky Way is like, have you ever had the dark chocolate Milky Ways?
That is the only
The Midnight Milky Ways?
Yeah, the Midnight Milky Ways. Yeah, those are...
Oh my god, those are so good.
I don't know what that fluff is inside of the Milky Way, but man, that fluff.
It's nougat.
Nougat?
It's heaven.
Yeah.
It is pretty pillowy.
I think...
Ted Nugent.
It might just be marshmallow in the dark chocolate one.
Whatever it is, the Midnight is so delicious.
It's sinful. It shouldn't be that good.
Also, Take Fives... are pretty darn elusive too.
Take Five is pretty good.
It's one more than four.
I used to eat fast breaks when I was younger.
Is that like the same thing?
Inhaling fast breaks.
Is what?
Is that like the same thing? Like it had like the pretzel and the peanut butter or whatever else is in there.
Look it up real quick. Cause I know it was like a brand of like from one of the bigger brands.
The bunkest thing to receive on Halloween is the Halloween skinned bag of pretzel with the jack-o'-lanterns. And it's literally just pretzels.
There's no difference in taste. They're shaped, right? They're shaped as pumpkins.
It's crappily shaped as like a pumpkin and a cat and something else, but it's just pretzels.
You know what shape vastly improves the food?
The taste.
The taste, yeah. Have you guys, remember at school, like the school lunches, you get like regular fries, but then they got those like potato circles that's like the smiley face potato circles?
Yes. They're like, it basically turned into a tater tot.
It made it so good.
It's a hybrid tater tot french fry.
Oh my god.
It is. I hated those things so much.
I need those smiley face tater tots. But
it's early in the morning to be smiling this hard.
you'll have the 10 o'clock lunch. It's like, I don't want this at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Pounding chicken sandwiches and milk.
Not gonna lie, I would always. I was one of the kids that
we were messed up.
I was one of the kids that was...
Bones are so strong.
Ah! So much milk with pizza.
Just slamming milk at lunch.
two chocolate milks. Two chalky milks and a...
Always double chocolate milks.
And two square pizzas. You get like double the pizza and double the chocolate milk. And you're like later on like, why does my stomach hurt?
I do miss pizza puffs.
Pizza puffs. I don't know
you
if
can
I
get
was
a lift from a GFS.
Bosco sticks is where it's at.
GFS. That's not on my way to home at all or work. It's out of my way.
You just. I'm pretty sure they have a delivery system or something. GFS is what all that food's from.
Is that Gordon's Foods?
Yeah.
Gordon's Foods. I know Gordon's. It's like the frozen capital of the world. They got your frozen chickens, capital. Your frozen hamburgers. The
frozen chicken nuggets, frozen chicken
frozen pets. Nugs, frozen pets. Got the frozen sausage. Frozen fresh bread. But speaking of Crunch Bars, let's segue to the Riptar Bar real quick. I know at FY...
I've never had one.
Well, I don't think I've ever had one, like, as a kid. I don't know if they were a thing as a kid or if it's just FYE brand.
I was going to say, didn't we get one from FYE?
Mm-hmm. And as a kid, I would see that Rugrats episode and I wanted the chocolate that turned your tongue green. Like, that was the coolest, like, fantasy food item. And I wanted that. Honestly, that's probably my number one.
Nickelodeon just had to add green to everything.
Someone said the presidential debate should be hosted by Nickelodeon, so if they go over their time limit, they just get slimed.
They'll get slimed.
Sir, your 2 minutes are up. Sir. Slime time. Presidential. Speaking of, I hope they cancel that tomorrow because I have to work that tomorrow. Which is just me. Honestly, I'm probably just going to play League tomorrow during the debate at work because. Oh no! I forgot I got a text message that a lightning strike hit our transmitter tower, so I might not have to even do anything.
What?
Are you serious? Sounds like the fakest news ever.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday a lightning bolt hit our transmitter and knocked it out. They're like, I got you, Jose. Let me give you that Thursday off. And by they, I mean the...
Mother Nature be like, my day off?
I got you. But speaking of other TV, like the Rugrats, you guys have any Halloween episodes of, like, series that stand out to you? For example, the Treehouse of Horror, you know, is for The Simpsons.
I would say, like, literally all the Treehouse of Horror episodes, because those are just, like, classics. You kind of have to watch them.
And I love how Disney Plus has them all for you, too. Like, they separated it in a section. Oh, yeah.
The clown episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force with the wig.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of horror-y.
They have a couple episodes that are just, like, kind of horror-y.
I thought of, what's his name? Watanabe? Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo. They're those weird, like, sort of horror-esque episodes, like in Cowboy Bebop, Toys in the Attic. Or they left that food in the fridge for a year, and then it started attacking them.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a...
That was like almost like an episode like Alien. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. I just recently watched that. I was like, oh, man, that was, like, perfect for the holidays. And it's, like, funny, too. And in Samurai Champloo, the episode Cosmic Collisions... Where it was like this weird artifact from space came down, and then they were digging for it, and then everyone started turning into zombies from this like alien artifact. But I definitely enjoyed that one too. Yes, with that, that's like the talking portion of everything. I don't know, did you guys want to go through a haunted house real quick so I can, like, splice it in? Because I think we got enough talking. And,
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you have to be a certain height to do this.
Yeah, see, you're too short.
Yeah, I had to switch mine. I believe I'm Crash Bandicoot. Oh, I got it.
You're messed up, Crash.
Oh, yeah, messed up, Crash. All right. So there are a few simple rules. Read the poems. Don't jump over the walls. And avoid the creature. Oh, my God. That's scary. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
All right. We're going to... Yes. What does that say? Find our light. Avoid the beast. Do not fright, lest it feast. Take a torch and find us three. Only we will set you free.
Take a torch, everybody.
Where's the torches? Oh, right here.
Right here.
Oh, there we go. I was like, why can't I grab it?
All right, everyone got one? Oh, wait. All right. Oh, nice, Leon Kennedy. Oh, is this a puzzle? Oh, do we... Maybe we need the fourth eye somewhere?
Right. Yeah, we might need something.
All right, I'm following you.
I'm gonna go this way.
All right, Paul. Paul's leaving the group. Oh, this is spooky. Wait, is that Paul over there? I think I seen his light. Paul, can you hear us? Nope.
No.
He's gone.
Paul can.
That's spooky.
Dead end.
Dead end. Ooh, I don't want to be in the front. I don't want to be in the back. Oh my God, I think that was the creature. I think that's the creature. Yeah, wait, Skylar. Oh. That was the creature. Completely forgot. All right.
That means we lost.
All right.
Yeah, I died earlier.
Okay. Did you see any like puzzle piece that we should find?
I didn't yet.
Hello. There you go. Here you are.
This is where I died
earlier. Oh, what is this? Here once the perfect fourth did grace, now cursed as poltergeist gives chase. The choice is yours, if you will, what does that say, mend? The fallen's curse may reach an end. So now what?
There's a sword.
A sword?
Ugh.
Oh, does someone, you got the sword?
Yep.
Wait.
I put it in there.
The sword's right there, I don't know.
Use it to,
it's...
Unless...
Alright, I need you guys' light.
Yeah, I also have a sword.
Alright, well, all right. Someone needs to hold the light,
have a light.
Without it.
Careful. I think, you have to attack it, maybe?
Okay. Well, someone take a sword, and the rest of us will have torches.
It's coming, guys.
Oh, it's coming. Grab a sword. Get the sword.
Okay, I got the sword. And the sword. Oh.
Kill him. Did she get him?
Did you? Nope. We all die.
I still have the sword, though.
Oh, wait, what is...
Is it...
So what is this right here?
Oh, it's coming.
It's coming? Oh yeah, I guess we did die before we were... Oh no, there was a dead end.
There's a dead end here.
Go ahead.
What?
I can't see anything. Somebody with a torch.
Did you drop it?
No, yeah, I'm carrying a sword.
Oh, Skylar just, bolting in.
I'm
just
moving. At the dead end.
Oh, some music's getting louder. Oh, what is that cloudy stuff?
Ambient.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, my back itches. Just... Oh, there's some light over there. Okay. Maybe.
If it's red light, don't go towards it.
I think he's on the other side of this wall. Oh, I hear. Oh, red light. There he is. Going this way.
Rod.
Oh, wait. Over here, guys. Over here.
Huh.
Do you have to sword it? Oh, I clicked it.
Hey.
Oh,
I also clicked it.
Okay.
Okay.
It sounds like a door open, maybe.
It's not, like, behind us. Like, this way?
Which way? What'd you say? Wait, what'd you guys say?
Said maybe you have to go back to where we found the sword.
There's another
one.
This way.
Oh, wait, over here there's another one?
I just clicked it.
Do we all have to click it, maybe? Just in case. Alright, it sounds like something's moving.
This way. This way. He's coming.
Dead end.
This way. This way. To me.
Oh, over here.
Oh, nice. I wonder what's opening up.
Something.
Probably another door. There's more spots in the maze that open.
Oh. Yeah, something's definitely opening. Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Oh, no.
Oh, did people die, Skyler? Oh, no. Okay, there's Heather. Where? Keep talking. Oh, God. It's the spirit. Keep talking. Skyler, how'd you get that person? Me and the boys playing VR chat. Oh, pro strats.
Definitely.
Wait, so how'd you get that?
Click on the wall. Character right here, the end.
Is this like the end?
Alright. I'm gonna get off, make a big bullet.
Alright, thanks for coming. I'm guessing this is the end goal of this maze.
Thank you so much for listening to this special Halloween episode of Region Nerd Alert. You can catch all this on our YouTube page if you just go to Region Nerd Alert on YouTube, so you can see the video of how spooky this haunted house maze really was. Also, follow Region Nerd Alert on Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else that podcasts are streaming. Once again, thank you, listeners, for this special Halloween opportunity, and may all of you have a spooky Halloween season.